when it's time for The Watchman. I'm Pat Farnak with the WCBS Health and Well-Being Report, sponsored by Valley Health System, enhancing the health and well-being of Northern New Jersey. Some people taking anticoagulants or blood thinners for their AFib may develop bleeding, so they can't take those medications any longer. Instead, says Yale cardiologist Dr. James Freeman, they may be candidates for the Watchman.
And what it involves is going up with a catheter through the groin. We go up into the heart. We cross over from the right to the left-hand side of the heart using a small hole that closes up within about a month. And then we deploy essentially a plug-like device in the opening of the left atrial appendage. And that's the location where the vast majority of blood clots form in atrial fibrillation that result in stroke. And so by plugging that up, we can prevent those clots from forming.
So while it doesn't cure AFib per se,
just to be clear, the Watchman device doesn't impact the patient's rhythm, but its job is to mitigate the risk of stroke.
The entire interview at WCBS880.com/health. I'm Pat Farnak, WCBS News Radio 880.